still a few sugyas in the first parak that I wanted to get to before we move on to the second parak. On Davavim Beis, the Mishnah has a din that's a somewhat interesting din. The Mishnah tells us, based on the pasuk al pi shnayim edim, that the eidus has to be based on the pi shnayim edim. What does it mean, the pi shnayim edim? Says the Mishnah, al pi shnayim edim shlotei Sanhedrin shomas mipi haturgamon. That Sanhedrin is not allowed to hear from a turgamon, not allowed to hear from a translator. It has to be directly eidus from the witnesses themselves. You can't have a translator. Says Rashi, eidus ha'edim mipi haturgamon. The testimony of the witnesses cannot come from a translator. Tzrichin ha'dayan shi makirin b'lashon ha'edim. The dayanim have to speak the same language as the witnesses, velo sheyamidu melitz beinosam, and not to have a translator between them. Says the Gemara, the bottom of the page, Sanhedrin shamas mipi haturgamon. Hanu la'uzei da'asu l'kamei de'rava. There were people who spoke a foreign language that came to Rava, and Rava's based in. Okay, Rava, turgamon b'nayu. So Rava set up a translator so that he could deal with them. How could he do that? Vatnan, state in the Mishnah, Shalote Sanhedrin Shomas Mipia Torgaman, that Sanhedrin is not allowed to hear from Torgaman, it has to be direct. Answers the Gemara, Rava Medava Yada Mada Havu Amri, Vaduri Hudalava Yada. Rava knew exactly what they were saying. He spoke their language enough to understand what they were saying, like many of us speak Hebrew. We can understand what other people are saying, but we have trouble responding to them. We have trouble finding the words on our own to respond to them. So that was Rava's situation. He needed the translator not to understand what they were saying. He needed the translator in order to respond to what they were saying. Good, that's the Gemara. Now, the question is, what exactly is the problem with having a translator in Beis Din? Is it just a Gzeres HaKasuv with no reason to it whatsoever? You can't have a translator? What exactly is the issue with having a translator? And if we know what the issue is, how does that relate to using a translator for other things aside from Edim? Meaning, what if it's not the Edim that don't speak the language? What if the Bali Din themselves don't speak the language? Reuven, they tell me that you killed Shimon. What do you have to say for yourself? And he starts speaking French. Saying, can you have a translator for that? Or is that something also that you need to dafka have from the mouth of the person himself? Right? Some of the Bali Din are allowed to speak. It doesn't count as Eidus, but they're allowed to state their case, allowed to say something for themselves. So are you allowed to have a translator for something like that? And if not, if you're not allowed to have a translator for something like that, what about, let's say the Beis Din is not functioning. We discussed last week as Beis Din normally functions, I guess we said like lebirur hadavar, to be mevar what halach is, and sometimes the Beis Din functions more as an official capacity, that you just need a Beis Din to certify something without actually being mevar halacha. What's an example of a Beis Din certifying something without actually being mevar halacha? That would be when a Beis Din for gerus, right? The Beis Din's not paskening that he's a ger. The Beis Din is certifying the gerus. What if the ger is from it happens all the time in Israel? A ger comes from Russia, from anywhere, from France, from anywhere else. He comes and he wants to be Megayer. I don't know why I keep saying France and French, I don't know. But he comes and he wants to be Megayer. And the Dayanim speak Hebrew. A little Yiddish maybe. They don't speak any French, they don't speak any Russian. Can they be Dayanim for this guy's gerus? So it all depends on what is the inyan of not hearing Mipi HaTorgamon. Now notice, the pasuk we're learning from is Alpi Shnayim Edim. But the way the Mishnah formulates the halacha is Shalote Sanhedrin Shoma'as Mipi HaTorgamon. The Sanhedrin cannot hear through a translator, which makes it sound like they can't hear anything through a translator. So which is it? Now, Rav Asher Weiss has a piece on this in Minchas Asher Maseches Makos Simen Chaf Hei. And in discussing this, he says, let's tackle this from the perspective of the Geirus Shaila, right? Whether the Beis Din working in the Geirus case has to be able to understand or not. And we'll see through the Geirus case, we'll shed light on the whole sugya in general. Now, if you look at Rashi on the Mishnah is very clear. Eidus ha'edim mipi haturgamon. What's the problem? You can't have Eidus ha'edim. Sounds from Rashi that if it's not the Eidus, if you're listening to the Bali Din from a translator, sounds from Rashi, that's fine, that's good, nothing wrong with that. Only problem of the Eidus HaEidim, because where would Rashi get such an idea? That it's only about the Eidim and not about anybody else? No, what would you think? Where would Rashi get the idea? that it's logical that the Balei Din you should be able to do through a translator?
Yeah, maybe the people themselves, there's no police that the person can't speak when it comes to work.
Ah, meaning can a guy not be a Balei Din if he can't speak? Okay, I hear that. Meaning the only people that have to speak are the Eidim. So that's what can't be through a Turgaman. The Balei Din doesn't have to speak. They'll give him an opportunity if he wants it, but he doesn't have to speak. Okay, I hear that. Now, also, aside from the logic of it, though, I thought that it was just based on the Pasuk. What does it say in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Al Pi Shnayim Eidim. It's a Pasuk about Eidos. So if it's a Pasuk about Eidos, then that's the Halach. That's a Pasuk about Eidos. It can't be that it's a Din about Eidim. The Ritva quotes a Yesh Omrin. The Ritva writes, So says the Ritva, "V'shaminu mina the Sanhedrin lav davka lo adin lekal bati din vafilu b'mamon." Doesn't have to be Sanhedrin; it could be any basin, even a basin of mamon. You can't have a translator. V'chein b'din dahame al pi shnei edim nafka, and it makes sense that this isn't a din in the Sanhedrin; that it should be a din in any basin, because it's based on the pasuk al pi shnei edim. Where do you need two edim? Not just by Sanhedrin, not just by din in fashos cases. You need shnei edim even by din in mamonis. The Gemara in the first parak of Masech Sanhedrin tells us that when you have a Sanhedrin, when you have a din in a Fashos case, that's where you need a guy who speaks all languages. He says, for a Sanhedrin, you need to be able to speak back to him in the other language. But even for a Bezdin, for Dine Mamanis, when you have a Bezdin of three, you don't need to be able to speak back to him, but at least you need to be able to understand what he's saying. You at least need to be able to understand what he's saying when it comes to a Bezdin of three. But notice what the Ritva says. To be able to understand what who's saying. Says the Ritva, Sarich l'shma'a ulhavon bilashon Balei Hadin. You need to understand what the Balei Hadin are saying in order to be able to participate in a even in a basin of Shlosha. So it sounds from the Ritva that it's not only a din in the Yadin, that it's a din in the Balei Hadin as well. Now the Ritva writes a little bit earlier in his commentary on the Mishnah. Shalotei Sanhedrin Shomas Mipi HaTorgaman, says the Ritva, Yesh Omrin. Footnote says, look in the Rambam and other Rishonim, Da'afakav D'maisi L'mikra D'chsiv Be'edim Du'u Adin L'Balei Dinim. That even though the Pasuk is about Edim, the same will be true about Balei Dinim. Du'uv D'tahanu Lo'azei Damrin Nasa L'kamei D'Rava Adas L'dinim Mashma. Very strong raya. What was the case in the Gemara? What happened? The Gemara asked the Kasha, how could you say that you're not allowed to have a Torgamon? Rav Adam Torgamon. What was the case with Rav Adam Torgamon? Who were the Frenchmen in the case of Rav's Torgamon? Who were the Frenchmen? It wasn't the Edim. It says, Hanalaze Dasul Kame, the Rav Asul Kame means that had a din Torah by Rav, means the Balei Din. And the Gemara still asked, how could he set up a Torgamon? And the Gemara did not answer. Oh, don't worry, it's only the Balei Din. What was the Gemara's answer? You're allowed to have a Torgamon to speak back to them. You're only not allowed to have a Torgamon for them to speak to you. So that seems like a raya, that you're allowed to have him, that the din applies to Balei Din as well. And he says, therefore, unbelievable chiddush, says this Yeshavim. From the Pasuk, Al-Pi Shnayim Eidim, Al-Pi, we learn another halach, that it has to be Al-Pi the Eidim. The halach we mentioned last week, Mipihem v'lo Mipiksavam. That when Eidim testify, it has to be oral testimony, it cannot be written testimony. Written testimony is rejected in Beis Din. So what about written Balei Din saying their claims, making their claims in a written format? So according to this Yesh Omrin, that Al Pi Shnayim Eidim, then not having a Meturgaman is true of the Balei Din, just like it's true of the Eidin. Maybe even P.M. Blum Ksavim is true of the Balei Din the same way it's true of the Eidin. And even the Balei Din can't say their Tainas. We pick Ksavim. Unbelievable. So that's the Chiddush of the Ritva. That's the Chiddush of the Ritva. Now, the Rambam, in the 21st paragraph of Chesed Halach Ches, also says like the Ritva. And again, the Raya that these Rishonim have is from our Gemara with Rava. That Rava's case was not where the Frenchmen were the Edim, his case was where the Frenchmen were the Balei Din. And Tosyantif says, think about it, it's logical. Tosyantif on the mission over here, the end of the first paragraph of Makos, says, this idea of a Meturgma, is it a Gzeres HaKasav, for real? Is this something that's just a Gzeres HaKasav that you're not allowed to have a translator? No, what's the logic? Why can't you have a translator? What would you say? What's pshat? What's wrong with the translator? What? Yeah, I'm saying, is it just a pure Gzeres HaKasav? And okay, the Torah says this, so we accept it. There's no logic? Is there no explanation for it? Is it like Paradum over here dealing with the Chok? Why is it a weaker testimony?
Things get lost in translation.
Things get lost in translation. Good. So says the Tosyantif, it's not Gzeres HaKasav B'Alma. It's a Milsa Desvara. He says, not only that, it could be that the whole drasha is only Nasmach to B'Alma. It could be that this is Takanas Chachamim. Because it makes a lot of sense that there should be such a din that you can't use a translator. Things get lost in translation, like you said. By the way, if it's not a real drasha, it's just a Takanas Chachamim, then L'chora, it would have nothing to do with Mipiyam V'lom Piksavim. Meaning the Ritva's connection, Mipiyam V'lom Piksavim, should not be a connection at all. Because it's not a Gzeres HaKasav. Now, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Chav Chesiv Vav, in Chosh Mishpat,
we do the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, we have a
Chosh Mishpat
right here.
Here we go. Take out the giant Shulchan Aruch. Simon Chav Chesiv Vav, Siif Vav, says the Mechaber. צריכים הדיונים לחלחילה להיות יושם בשעס קבלת עדוס, צריך שיבינו הדיונים לשון העדוס של ישמו מפי המתורגמן. הם מבינים מה שהם אומרים, אפילו מן המיות מלא שמותו למתורגמן ביניהם. שולחן ערך פסקינס, עדוס, they need to understand. But if you turn back to Simon Yud Zion, סעיבב, in הלכוס דיונים, שולחן ערך writes, Lo yadayin shomea mipi meturgeman im hayamakir bilashonim vishomea tanosea. Avlam eno yodea bilashonim kolkach sheyodea lahashavlam lodiyam psakadin mutur lahamin meturgeman. That's about the Balei Din. So he quotes the same halacha that he's not, it's slightly different lashon, but he quotes the same halacha that he cannot be shomea through a meturgeman even by the Balei Din. The only difference is, in Hilchos Dayanim, by the Balei Din, the Mechaber makes it sound like you're allowed to use the Meturgaman to listen to the Balei Din if you also understand what they're saying. A little bit. Meaning, let's say you speak the language poorly. So you speak it well enough to understand mostly what the guy is saying, but having the translator helps. You ever watch a movie with subtitles, let's say it's something in Hebrew, that they'll show a video sometimes of something in Hebrew, and they'll put subtitles. So you understand Hebrew well enough to really get the idea, but you're not necessarily catching every word. So you're reading the subtitles also. So you can get every word, you can get not just the basic idea. What if you're at that level? You get, you know, more or less what they're saying, but you're not getting every single word without a translator. Can the Beis Din do that? It sounds that the Mechaber is Mechalik. When we're talking about Eidos, absolutely not. Cannot do that. If you understand every word that they're saying, good. Then the Eidos is fine. You can use a translator to respond to them. But you cannot use a translator at all to listen to the Eidos. But when we're talking about the Balei Din, you can even use the translator to listen to them, provided that you're also listening to them and understanding some of it. Why would there be a difference between the Eidim and the Balei Din? Sounds from the Chabad there's a difference. Why would there be a difference? would you type? Apparently, the edus is much more important that you have the nuances.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the entire any din, that's what it's based upon, is the edus.
Meaning what the whole din Torah is going to end up being chatuch alpi is alpi the edus. What's the purpose of giving the Bali Din a chance to talk? To get a basic idea of what's going on. So for that basic idea of what's going on, you can rely on the fact that you have a basic idea of what they're saying.
What's this question? In a Jewish basin, that they come with a verdict and they persecute someone, let's say, and they prosecute someone. Prosecute,
right. Hopefully right. Prosecute, not persecute.
Right, prosecute someone. So I feel like two of them come, and then boom, two of them are good. And it has nothing to do with, like, there's no testimony of the person testifying on it. It doesn't count.
He gets to say his taina. Both Bali didn't say what they have to say, but Enoch Nami, yeah. He doesn't count as a witness, right.
Eden just so it's very different than any,
yeah.
Any court system.
Probably.
So what does it matter what the Bali didn't say? It doesn't matter what they say.
No, but the Adam have to listen to that also. They have to get a sense of what's right, what's wrong. Yeah, unless they think the Edom are lying, unless they, you know, they have to know what questions to ask, so they hear the Bali Din. It's important to get a full perspective. Now, what's the reason for this halacha? So we already discussed a little bit. Rav Asher Weiss points out that there are four reasons given in Rishonim. One reason for not having a Torgamon, says the Nemuka Yosef, is Shema Yachlev HaTorgamon B'Lashon HaEdus. That you don't know that you could trust the translator. Maybe he's switching something, maybe he's changing something up. You ever hear like an interview with an athlete from a foreign country after a game? So what did you think about this guy's pitching today? Blah, 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 blah. It was good. Like, there's no way he just said it was good. He spoke for like 5 minutes. But the translator just sort of summarizes. So you're afraid that he's going to mix something up. Va'od, says Nemuka Yosef, kishe yishmu heim pi ha'edim yitachanam lacharos am Yosef. If you hear it directly from the Edom, you'll be able to ask more questions. You'll be able to ask more correct questions. Now, those reasons, would that apply to Kabbalah Sager? Would those reasons apply to Kabbalah Sager? Is it important to be choker? To ask questions? Do we have to be concerned that something's being mistranslated? Why?
The person who's doing the person who's approving the person, actually the basin is approving the conversion, they have to ask him questions about what's this, you have to test him on if he's really holding it, really wants it. So you can't think saying I lost translation if he was
so you think every detail is critical when it comes to Kabbalah Sager? By Eidos, every detail is critical. One could argue that by Kabbalah Sager, details aren't so critical. In fact, we don't give details. What we essentially say is, you should know Judaism is tough. There are a lot of mitzvahs out there, and you're going to have a lot to learn. We teach you mixus mitzvahs chamurus, mixus mitzvahs kalos. And all the Ger really has to say is, I'm interested. I still want it. We have to make sure he's not doing it l'shem ishus, l'shem whatever, l'shem mamon, l'shem, make sure he's sincere. But it's not like the details are so critical. So the concern that the translator may mix something up, I don't know, by Ger, not so much. I don't know if I'd be so concerned about that. And also, the need to be choker, again, by the Edim, every detail is critical. So we're going to have a lot of pointed questions for the Edim. By Ger, I don't know, there aren't that many pointed questions. We have the basic question. What about being bodek, whether he's being megayel l'shem mamon or ishus? That's not a chakira. That's not even about asking the ger himself. If you look in the Rambam, in the 13th parak of Yisurei Bia, in the 14th parak of Yisurei Bia, when the Rambam describes the kind of research we do to find out if he's being megayel l'shem ishus, l'shem mamon, l'shem anything else, the Rambam says, botkin acharav. What does botkin acharav mean to you? How?
Ask around.
Botkin Acharav doesn't even mean ask him. It means ask around. So what do I care if he doesn't speak any Hebrew or doesn't speak any English? I don't ask him anyway. The guy's not playing a role in me asking him. It's not a situation of Eidos. I'm asking other people. I'm asking around. Like you have such a lashon m'seches kiddushin. I in Vav Amaral, the Mishnah says, "Hanosei isha kohenes tzarich livdok achareha." What does it mean, tzarich livdok achareha? It doesn't mean ask her. It means ask about her. Make sure she didn't do any time in jail. Make sure the shidduch is a proper shidduch. A third possibility. Rashi Sanhedrin daf yudzayin amud aleph. Rashi writes Sanhedrin cannot be shamas mipi haturgamon. The haturgamon have a ke'ed mipi aid. What does that mean?
It's like far removed from the actual.
It's hearsay, yeah. Hearsay is not acceptable in Beis Din. Eidus by definition means I am reporting what I saw, not that I'm reporting what someone else told me that they saw. That's invalid. That would be aid me pi aid. Meaning, the translator is not just the mouthpiece for the aid. He is telling over a story that the aid told him. And just like if everyone were speaking the same language, and I'm an aide and I tell you a story in Hebrew and then you tell it to the Beis Din can't listen to you. If I tell it to you in French and you tell it to the Beis Din in Hebrew, Beis Din can't listen to you. It's a violation of aide mipi aid. Would you have such a thing by Kabbalah's Geirus? A chisarn of aid mipi aid? So the chara not, because there's no aides. Again, when you're dealing with a Beis Din that's being mevarer adavar, they're trying to be mevarer what the halacha is. Say in a chinami, you can't have aid mipi aid. But if you're dealing with a Beis Din that's just playing an official function as a Beis Din, giving the stamp of approval, that's not a violation of aid mipi aid. It's a gilui milsa bialma. To be megala that the gerus is fine. The Radvaz chelgal simshem lamed aleph. No, you know why a metorgam is puzzle? Because it's Eidus Shiyata Yachal Azima. Whoa, why is it Eidus Shiyata Yachal Azima? Guy's going to say Eidus with the metorgam on. Two other people are going to say, how could you say that this happened, you were with us, and whatever, somewhere else at the same day? What could the Eidim easily say? We never said it. The metorgam mistranslated. What's that guy say? That's not what we said. So it could be that it's a violation of Eidus Shiyata Yachal Azima. Which is interesting because someone speaks both languages, right? So someone's got to be able to understand what they originally said. But the Beis Din doesn't. And if the Beis Din doesn't, then it's Eidus Shiyata Yachal Azima as far as the Beis Din is concerned.
So can't the Metorgamon be an aid? Is there
an 8
ephod
where
an 8
ephod
works in some cases?
Yeah, not over here, it's not going to help.
An 8 ephod that this is what they said. He's testifying not on the fact of that, but he said this is what they told me.
Right. I guess the concern is that he's not going to have ne'emanus if he's challenged on that. Because why would you believe him when they're challenging him and saying, no, it's not what we told you? Now, would that apply by Geirus? The concern of Eidus Shiyata Yachal Azima again? No, because there's no Eidus.
Yeah, so we say, Jew has ne'emanus. So, Jew has ne'emanus, that he's believed by what he
says. Yeah, but not when he's challenged. The other Jew also says that we didn't say it. Now, we mentioned before the Rambam holds that not only is it a din and the Ritva, that it's not only a din and Eidos, you're not even allowed to hear from the Balei Din with the Metorgamon. Rashi, Menachos, of Samachem and Alf, has a Lashon, Shlo Yachlif Atorgamon Ta'anosav V'yichayvuhu. What's the problem with having Torgamon? Shlo Yachlif Atorgamon Ta'anosav. What does Ta'anosav mean? So who are we talking about? Not the Eidim. The Eidim don't have Tainos. It's talking about the Balei Din. So even though Rashi and our Gemara made a big deal about saying that it's the Eidim, that you're not allowed to have a Torgamon for the Eidim, it sounds from Rashi and Maseches Menachos that it's about the Tainos, that it's about the Balei Din. That even that you can't have a Torgamon. So it's a Stira L'char and Rashi. The Sma in Chosh Mishpat Zim Yazayin, Sipkot Yazayin writes that it's the same reason. It's all about knowing what's going on, and we're only able to verify what's actually happening when we hear from the Edim and the Balei Din. So that's only by Balei Din and Tainus Edim, where a slight change is going to change the whole face of the case. But by Geirus, a slight change isn't going to change anything. We all know what we're here for, we all know what the basics are, and we all know we're not getting every detail. So a slight change won't matter so much by Geirus. So by the case of Geirus, the Chora, it would be fine. Yeah?
So generally speaking, there are three parts. We have Balei Din, the Edim, and the Beis. So in the case, let's say, so would this matter? I don't know, it's a separate case. I don't know if it's brought up and it'll be mentioned, but in a case where two guys come and they have a case, and the Edim come, they testify. Actually, there are three people there. Balei Din, Edim, Mitargamot, and Beis. There are four parties. So, right? So, the Balei Din, Edim comes testify to Balei Din, and the Mitargamot, is he now allowed to say, because neither the Balei Din or the Beis understand the language that they're speaking to Edim, right? Can he say that, no, you couldn't be on the testimony because you're with me in another place? Does that work? Because therefore he's giving...
Not if the Beis Din doesn't understand it.
So that is...
Yeah, that's the title of the Radvaz. It's always going to be Edushi at Yachal Azima. That's the Radvaz's point. That's the fourth reason why it's a psul. Uchara, several of these reasons are correct. Meaning, it's not this or that. It could be that all four reasons are correct. There's a chashash that they'll mess up the translation. There's Edushi at Yachal Azima. It's Eid Mipiye. Meaning, a lot of these reasons could be correct.
So it does matter in the case of whether the Beis Din speaks the language. We said that really by Geirus, it doesn't matter.
By Geirus, it doesn't matter, right. By Geirus, the Chorot shouldn't matter. Now, what about Bizman Azeh? The Prisha, the Bach, and the Sma, Chosh Mishpah Simni Yazayin, Sekot Nidal, I already put back the Shulchan Aruch. They said, Bizman Azeh, we do listen to Balei Din through Mitargamot.
Unbelievable. Well, let's take a look at that in Shulchan Aruch. How do we change halacha? Perush halacha in the Gemara.
Simin Yud Zayin, Simchat Yud Dalit. Yeah. Who's what? In terms of what? Say. You're saying a computer has no possibility of error.
I mean, if you program it, it's programmed by the translator's word for what the person said.
Google Translate.
Pretty good,
but
not perfect.
We still don't have such software that's perfect.
These new translators, they don't phrases like slang phrases. Very often, English will say a phrase.
Right, and also I think human translators are generally more accurate.
Yeah,
than
more accurate
translators.
Because they understand slang
right.
phrases. But will be the nafkamina just between a computer translator? I mean, it would be A.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't be necessarily a problem of error.
Right. You know, it's still a problem.
Not a problem with, I guess, Yachul Zima. I don't know. It speaks every language, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Yeah, so what about Bizman Azeh? Says the Umasha, says the Sma, Nasar Shulchan Aruch. Umasha Bizman Azeh, Noagin Ladun Lo Azim Alidei Morash Shalahem, Hum Ibnesha Kol Shabal Ladun Lefne Dayanim Kavuin, Havale Ki Kiblu Aleim Ladun Kein, Ve'in Lanu Achar Kabal Klum. What's he saying? Why is it that Bizman Azeh were makil to use a Torgamon? Because anyone who comes to any Beis Din nowadays, it's kikiblu aleihem. It's as if they're mekabel. We know what the game is. We know what the rules are. And the rules are you can use the Torgamon, and we accept that. And we're willing to go along with that. Why do you say it's not exerzakasa? You can't go against the rules of Torah, right? If it's Gzeres HaKasuv, then what do you mean Kiblu? Kiblu, we're Makabel that we're allowed to eat Chazer Treif Torah. Not Makabel. No, but if we're talking about Dini Mamonis, you understand why you could be Makabel even if it is Gzeres HaKasuv. Because I could choose not to go to a Beis Din at all. I can make any agreement with you in Dina Mamnus. And in fact, if we have we could decide in advance that we're starting a partnership that if we ever have a monetary dispute, they'll go to a single rabbi to adjudicate our cases based on what he thinks is Yashar. And it doesn't even have to go to a Beis Din. So maybe in a Chinami, it's a psul in a Beis Din to have like that, but this doesn't count as a Beis Din then. Everyone's Mekabel, but then it would only work for Dina Mamnus. L'chor, it shouldn't work for Dina Nefashos.
Even if it is
Xeris Kasim, maybe 15 Mamanis would be fine. Right. So that Svara that he gives, the Chora, only works for Dini Mamanis. What about for Kabbalah's Gerim? Would you say such a Svara? They're Makabal on themselves? The Chora, not.
It doesn't matter by Garris because it's not so specific.
Right, meaning it might not matter anyway because the psul might not apply anyway. Yeah, enochinam. Now the Bach and the Radvaz both write that we're makel on this halacha b'shas hachak because it's only a concern midrabanan. It's not an issue midaraisa. Pesach Tshuva quotes this, and the only thing is, the way the Pesach Tshuva quotes it, it makes it sound like the Bach and the Radvaz say the same thing. But in reality, they don't. The Radvaz writes that this halacha is about Edim, Al Pishnayim Edim, and that halacha, Al Pishnayim Edim, is Edin Da'oraisa. Our application of the halacha to Baal Edin is only Midrabanan. And therefore, we could be makel to listen to a Meturgaman on the Din Drabanan, on which only from the Baal Edin, but not from the Edin. That's how the Radvaz writes. The Bach says that no, the drush al pishnayim edim is a drush about Dine Nefashos primarily. By Dine Mamanis, it's only a Din Midrabanan. So we're makel by Dine Mamanis, not because stam, whatever agreement we have, we can. No, it's only Din Drabanan. You don't have such a din by Dine Mamanis. So like you were saying, even if it's Xeris HaKasuv, still by Dine Mamanis we could be makel, because Xeris HaKasuv is only by Dine Nefashos. So those are two very different ways of limiting this din. Either the din is limited to Edim, and Edim, Bein B'dine Mamanis, Bein B'dine Nefashos, you cannot use a Torgamon, or the din is limited to Dine Nefashos. And Dine Mamanis, you can use the Torah Gemon, whether it be the Edim, whether it be the Baal Edin. So that Luchora is a big nafkamina between the Bach and the Radvaz. Now, turns out, so at the end of the day, there are four reasons for this halacha. Sanhedrin can't hear from the Torah Gemon. None of them are shayich to a ger, Luchora. A ger is omed in Beis Din, mekabel himself, all Torah. So that's a kabbalah b'fnei Beis Din, and that's not going to be a problem. Not only that, L'chora, this is only when this whole concept of Beis Din not hearing from a Torah Gemara is only when Beis Din, like I mentioned before, is playing the role of where they are judging, a judicial role. But when they're just in their official capacity of being Shomea, they're just in their official capacity of, or not even Shomea, of being to make a Geirus official. So L'chora, there's no din of Shemiyah at all. And Mele, there's no problem of Shemiyah Mipiyah Meturgaman. And then Rav Asher says, Rav Asher Weiss closes his piece by saying, Be'emes Pashut, something Danny mentioned before, Digam Ilim Yachol Iskayer, is there a halacha that a mute person is not allowed to be Megayer? There's no such halacha. So obviously, his movements and his sign language is enough for us to say, okay, that's a Kabbalah's mitzvos. And that's going to be no worse than a translator, L'chora. Is that no worse than a translator? Depends. If you hold that the problem with the translator is ADMPA, then it is worse, then it's better than a translator. Right? Because that's not ADMPA. Yeah, head nod is better. At least it's coming from him. It's not angry PA. But either way, you know, postulus is that a head nod is worse than the translation, and nevertheless we accept the head nod for Gerus. Now, what about the Bali didn't? Danny's point is before the Bali didn't, we accept the head nod also the Chora at Bali didn't because it's not Eidus. So that should be a raya that for Bali didn't that we would accept the Meturgama. And yet the halacha is that we don't lechatchila by Bali didn't. So it's questionable whether that raya is really such a strong raya. Miravashi wants to bring a raya that by Ger, it must be okay to use the Meturgama because you could even convert a mute guy. Well, you could have a din Torah about a mute guy also. So, and we know that you'd all have accepted the Meturgama from Bali Din. So that's a little bit of a questionable raya. Okay.